USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump very happy about an order from the federal appeals court dismissing the case against his former national security advisor Michael Flynn, who had been convicted of lying to the FBI.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president yesterday praising Flynn for his courage and again alleging that his presidential campaign had been spied on by the Obama administration. The appeals court order telling a lower court judge to dismiss the Flynn case despite the fact that he did plead guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut now telling visitors from 9 states that have surging coronavirus numbers to quarantine for 14 days if they visit those 3 states. The order takes effect today. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening to back up when it comes to the reopening process in that state after a huge spike in cases since the state's reopening process began. And Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease says it's not necessarily because of the reopening, but because of how people have responded to it.
People congregating without masks, even in a state or a city that is in a phase when they still should be doing some social distancing. They still should be wearing masks, and they're not.
He says it's the same reason why spikes have been seen in 8 other states. Statues in Washington, D.C. now being protected by the National Guard. Protesters have been trying to take down an Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Square near the White House. There's also been a big push to remove the Emancipation statue in Lincoln Park. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases. 2 independent watchdogs are investigating to try to determine whether the Justice Department targeted cannabis companies for political reasons. Congressional testimony yesterday revealing the Justice Department's Inspector General and the Office of the Special Counsel have been looking into how the DOJ handled 2 cannabis suppliers that wanted to merge. The department reportedly put exceptional demands on the 2, allegedly to slow the growth of the cannabis industry because of Attorney General William Barr's animosity towards that sector. Hulu is now pulling Scrubs episodes that feature blackface. The streaming service has decided to remove 3 episodes of that medical sitcom that featured characters in blackface. Variety reporting the show's creator, Bill Lawrence, and ABC Studios did ask Hulu to take down those episodes. And AAA expects Americans to hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, expecting a travel decline of about 15% from last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.